Steve Parkin is making his way up here. He joins us on Pulse One Sport. How you doing, Steve?
Good evening.
You've got to be a happy man because that was a determined performance from City tonight. It was hard work, wasn't it? But a good performance.
It was, yeah. I mean, I think that full credit to Blackpool. They come and they made it difficult for us. But I think that sometimes that happens at home and sometimes you have to grind results out. And fair play to the boys. I think that we finished strong last 10-15 minutes. We had a little spell where maybe just took the foot off the gas at the first part of the second half. But in general, coming off the back of a real tough game at the weekend down at Millwall, it's a really, really good result for us.
Yeah, got a better reception here than you did at the new tenure. You're getting some stick, you and Phil. Mm. It was always maybe going to be one of those evenings, wasn't it? You know, they were just prepared to sit in, and the goal came right just at the right time, didn't it?
It did, yeah. I mean, we've done a lot of work on the set plays over the last few weeks, and you know, it's real reward over the last three or four games that we've looked a real threat from them. And it's a great ball in from Macca, as we know he can deliver. Not only is he in the team for that, because he gives us lots of other things, in, you know, experience and balance, but his set plays are exceptional, and it's a fantastic header for Hans, and we're all really pleased for him.
Yeah, and James Hansen, standout player tonight, was brilliant, wasn't he? He was unplayable at times.
He was, yeah. I mean, I think that he's had a few bits and bobs and a few niggles maybe over the last 6-7 months, and we seem to have put that right, and we've given him a bit of time, you know, away from playing in the first team for 2 or 3 games. Got him really, really fit.
Can he kick up the backside, or just getting fit, or a little bit of both, really?
I just think getting him fit, really. Yeah. I think that one thing Jim is, he's a supreme athlete. He's big and he's strong and he's good in the air, but he's also very, very fit, and he's got a good turn of pace for a big lad, and we weren't quite getting that, and I think that the bit of a break's done him good. And he's come back really strong in the last couple of games. He's been back to his very, very best.
And Ben Williams, another clean sheet for him, and the back four were pretty solid all night.
Yeah, again, we try, me and the gaffer try to get as much work into the back four as we can as a unit. And we always involve Greg Lee and Clarkey in that as well, because it's always important, because you never know what might happen.
Yeah, well, tonight, prime example.
And it proved it tonight. And I think that the preparation we've done over the last few weeks defensively is now taking its or we're getting the rewards for it, and you know, we've had quite a few clean sheets over the last few weeks now, and I think it's down to the lads' real hard work and determination.
Yeah, and well done to Ben, because he took a little bit of flack. He was in and out of the team, but he's been solid last few games, hasn't he?
He's great. I mean, he's one thing about Ben is that he's unflappable. He's a real solid character, and I think that the profile and the personality of a goalkeeper is really important, not just his ability. And I think that what Ben does, he gives a calmness to us. He gives us experience. If he makes the odd mistake, you don't let him bother him. And I think that you know, he's been fantastic for us, and the lads are really pleased to have him behind them. And he's a real steadying influence.
And Reece Burke, what was the issue tonight?
He felt his kind of hip flexor in the warm up. To be fair to him, he had a little bit of treatment before the game started. But wanted to play, and full credit to him. You know, he's been terrific since he came. And
well, he's brilliant. If he was injured tonight,
yeah, and he got quite a nasty knock, and yep. He was very sure at half time. And to be fair to the kid, to go back out and play in the second half was really admirable, and we appreciate that he's put his body on the line for us. And Clark has come in, and we're pleased for him as well, because he's been very patient. He's brilliant around the building. He doesn't sulk. He gets on with his work. And he came on a pitch and he looked great tonight and did really, really well.
Yeah, he did. 6 unbeaten. Now he's got to be pleased with that. We're certainly heading in the right direction, up to 9th in the table, 3 off the playoffs. Not a bad place to be.
No, I think that we didn't have the best starts, but we've had a lot of turmoil at the start of the season with injuries and new players coming in, and their fitness levels maybe not being up to what we required. No fault of their own, just because they'd maybe not done a proper pre-season. And gradually, game by game now, I think we're looking stronger and fitter, and there's a real good unity in the dressing room and a good feel about the lads.
An older shot at the weekend, it won't be easy going down there. So it's a long trip. I think we're setting off at stupid o'clock,
yeah.
But it's not going to be easy. We're going to go down there, maybe a couple of changes as well. I know you've not really thought that far, but
no.
I'm sure it's in your mind.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we'll just get the players nice and fresh, give them a couple of days training Friday and Saturday, and see where we are with the game being on Sunday. But it does give us a little bit more time for them to have a breather. But it's the FA Cup, and we're really excited about him. We'll be making sure that the team that we put out will be trying to win the game.
Yeah, and pleasing for the sports, another home win, plenty of smiles.
Yeah, they've had it rough a little bit, and I think at the start of the season, to be fair, they've never swayed from getting behind us, and they've been magnificent. I think the last 3 home games against really good teams. Certainly we've done a lot better and give them something to shout about, and their support is really, really important, and we do appreciate it.